Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Krista and Wendy. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Shermin. This is Krista. Glad to be here with you today.
And this is Wendy. Hello, Shermin and Krista, and welcome to all of our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Samantha Richardson as a guest on our show again today. Samantha is a writing coach and editor and owner of Writing Pixels. She supports non-writers in providing feedback on their work so they can improve their writing skills in order to share their stories and wisdom with the world.
Samantha helps people write their first memoir or self-help book to craft their voice into a story that readers will connect with. Once the writer has reached the point of needing that extra help, she provides that expertise. And she finds great joy in helping others find their voice and overcome writer's block. Samantha enjoys providing the outside perspective so that those writing their book can feel assured in their writing, as there's no one else who can tell your own story for you.
We had Samantha on our show last summer. At the time, she shared with us some of her secrets to how to go about writing your first book, and she explained why writing doesn't have to be scary. And if you missed any part of this interview, you can go to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/sky's the limit, where all our past shows are archived. So today we have another special program for our listeners. Instead of a regular interview, we have asked Samantha if she could demonstrate her unique coaching style by giving one of us, and that would be me, a brief coaching session. So welcome back to Sky's the Limit Radio, Samantha. We're so glad to have you back on our show today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Wendy. I'm really glad to be here.
Great. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So let's get started. So I'm going to be your client, so I'm looking forward to being coached by you. So that would be great. I'm ready for you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that too. So the first question I have, we have talked about this a few times about writing. So are you looking to write a book at the moment, or are you writing one?
I'm not writing one, but I'd hope to write one in the future. So, yes.
What kind of book would that be?
It would be about growing your business or attracting clients and something in that realm, in that topic. For people who are, you know, solopreneurs like professional, single professional, service provider type people.
Okay. And so have you considered the stories that you would tell about either your business or clients that you have worked with to share the wisdom that you've learned and that you can give to your potential clients through this book?
Are you talking about a story about myself or any people I've worked with? Is that your question?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that would be part of it as well, since the people reading it would be able to resonate with just hearing a story would be compelling to them. So yes, I do plan on doing that.
Mm-hmm. And have you thought of it? Do any like particular ones stand out for you?
Well, I guess let's see. There's a story actually of Shermin, who's here on the call right now. I helped her at the very beginning of her business, so that would be one story I would share about, along with my own too. Did you want me to share those stories, or you were just asking me?
If you can sort of distill the story down to either a few sentences, then that would be good, because the idea of that is mostly to find the message behind what you want to share. So the entire purpose of writing a book is that you get very narrow focused on the very specifics that you want to share. And then you expand on it, obviously. Then you say, okay, I want to say this. How do I find the stories, and what particular stories are relevant to this message?
So there's a common thread between all of the stories that go with the book. Is that what you're thinking? Okay,
yeah.
Well, I could talk about my, like, when I got it started after I retired from the Navy band, and then just tried to think of ways to make money, since we were in the same Washington D.C. area, which is a pretty high cost of living. So in order to, rather than getting it, I didn't want to get a 9-to-5, so I wanted to try and find some other way to make money. And so it took me years to try to figure out what I wanted to do before I discovered the coaching. So I was sort of plodding around doing different kind of businesses. I did a little, I did teach. I had a home studio teaching, and that was what I ended up doing, but I knew that that wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, and that's when I discovered coaching. So I probably would talk about that just to help people understand that you don't have to, if you're in a position or a career or a job that you're not satisfied with, that there's always something that you can do that you can become passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I would start it out, because some people think that they're sort of at a dead end, but this would give them some kind of hope that there is something else out there that they can actually be passionate about, rather than being stuck in a dead end job somewhere. So yeah, that's how I would pretty much would start it out.
That's really great. That's actually a really important, I think, starting point, because I totally understand that mentality and that kind of feeling blocked, which is not conducive to creativity, nor is it conducive to helping you build a business that you love.
Right.
And so when we talk about story, we always consider the inciting incident. So for you, I would say that this would be a very good start, because it's the inciting incident that became the journey on your way to running your business. So sharing that journey throughout the chapters would be potentially helpful for somebody who is looking to start a business, maybe doesn't quite know where to start, but then you help show them how you came to this realization, and then what helped you become a successful business owner, because there then needs to be the ending that helps either wrap everything up or give people that feeling of knowing they can go out and follow through, maybe on what you're sharing.
Mm-hmm. So the bulk of the book would be teaching them how to get from one place to the other. Is that it? And then you start with a story, and then the bulk of the book would be the system or the strategies that you take in order to get to that other side. And then the end would be the conclusion, and here's what you can do, something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Because it sounds, as far as I am understanding what you've just told me, so you seem to be passionate about helping people find their way through a difficult period. And feeling hopeless is actually, I think, a really terrifying concept for a lot of people, because when you don't have hope, like, you don't really have anything to look forward to. Whereas if you have hope, like, hope is the driving force behind everything. It's what gives people passion. It what allows people to work in their business, you know, from burning their nails, like burning them to that oil, so that they can make it work until things start coasting through. Like, they're willing to put the hard yards through because they hope for that dream life.
Mm-hmm. And I would also talk about the struggles that it would take, but since you have this passion for it, that you're able to just get right back up and keep going and not quitting. But you have to have this passionate result that you want to shoot for. So, yeah, that's probably what the theme would be.
Mm-hmm. And would you make any mention of, like, if you're not willing to go to those lengths, get back up and keep plugging away, would you say that you haven't found the passion yet?
No, you definitely have to have a passion. Or wait, are you asking if the person that would be reading it doesn't have a passion yet, I'm not sure I understand exactly what you mean.
Okay, so, like, if the reader, for example, doesn't have a passion yet, or they think they have a passion, but then they start on this journey and it's very difficult and they're not sure they want to keep going, would you say that would be someone who hasn't yet found or tweaked their passion exactly to the thing that's going to drive them forward no matter what?
That's a good question. I would have to ask them what exactly they want, what their end ultimate result that they want is. And so if what they're doing is not congruent with what it is that they actually want, then we just kind of tweak what they actually are doing, what their strategies and action steps are that are leading in the wrong direction. So we just sort of get them back in the right direction by helping them really see what it is that they want in their ultimate business and life. Like, at the end of their life, they're on their deathbed and they talk about if they accomplished what it was that they always wanted, or they have all these regrets about how they didn't do this or didn't do that. So if while they're on the journey, making sure that the end result is, they see that, it's like, it's on the forefront of their mind and they're always thinking about it. So making sure that that's exactly what they want. So I think that would be the main point, would be to make sure that what it is that they want is exactly what they do want. Because maybe sometimes people don't really know what they want. One person I talked to, she said, I just don't know what I want. So you have to sort of talk to them more and just ask them more questions about what do you enjoy doing and what makes you happy, those kinds of things. And so we end up coming up with something that they actually do want down the road. Some people say they can't really look any further than like 3 or 4 months down the road. So it's a little bit difficult to get them to look all the way to the end, like 10, 20 years in the future, because they're just so much dealing with everything going on right now. So I guess I think the book would help them, with trying to help them to just see the future, see a vision, be more clear as far as where they want to end up in their business, in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would probably be one of the main topics, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I think that's really fantastic. And so what I would advise is having that when you go to map the book, which is sort of the next step you would take after this discussion call, would be to say, okay, that's something that's really important that I want to include in the book. I want to include, you know, the story of how I started and how I found my passion. And then I want to share the stories of how I helped other people through this journey. And then knowing that beginning, what you want to end up with, like what you're working towards at the end of the book, so that you're able to map the journey. It doesn't have to be, you know, in super detail. It doesn't have to be very clear yet, because the idea is that you're just saying, okay, like, I know that I need to go from this point to this point to this point to this point to end up at the end of the journey here at the end of the book. That way you have some flexibility for when things do, when you start writing, you're able to see where things can slot in, or things will come up and you'll say, oh, I want to, you know, include this story or this anecdote. How do I fit it into this story? Does it belong under chapter 6? Because chapter 6 is now the systems and the processes and how you actually, like, build a business. Or do I put it under the beginning because they need to know this particular anecdote for finding their passion and finding what they really care about doing for the rest of their life?
Okay. So basically you create sort of an outline with different, like the chapters. How do you figure out what chapters, what the titles, do you do the titles after everything is written, or?
Yeah, and titles are not super important. I always encourage people, if they need a title, to just throw together a working title, because the title distract, like focusing energy and creative energy onto a title takes away from the creation of the actual first draft, which is the thing that you need to be able to work towards an end product. And so if you're going to be getting stuck on a title, just pick something that you know is not going to be the end title, but it's a really good working title. So I haven't actually titled any of the chapters in my book that I'm writing right now. I don't know if I will. I have some ideas for titles, but then I don't have ideas for others. And so you have to either pick all chapter titles or not. And there's no right way to do that. You can choose titles for each chapter, but you have to be consistent.
Okay. Yeah, I have seen books with just one, two, just numbered chapter one, chapter two.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. And it's usually because, you know, it just takes too much creative energy sometimes to come up with titles for some people. Like, I hate writing titles. It's the last thing I usually do in a book, because by then you have worked on it so much that it sort of just comes out of seemingly, like, just the divine, because you don't know where it comes from usually. But then sometimes I've written a book that started from a title because it just sort of came to me and I wrote that. So it depends.
Interesting.
On your situation.
Okay.
And so the reason why we had just gone through the, like, talking about what you would want to talk about, that's the overarching theme of the book. So the most important thing for you when mapping out and outlining a book, which is the first step in writing a book, is to have the overarching theme. Because if you can distill the book down into a one-sentence summary, you will always write to that point. You'll always be on target. You'll always be on point when you're writing.
Okay.
And so then you just pull the points for the chapters into the outline from that overarching theme.
So trying to decide where to... like what the different chapters are going to be about. They're like the first one is sort of an introduction and just talking about the overall theme. And then I guess I would just try to figure out what the next chapter would be, or the next and the next. Even though I have a summary, I'm not sure I would know exactly what I would talk about in subsequent chapters. I guess it just depends. I just keep writing, and then I think, oh, this is a good stopping point, and then I'll talk about this topic next. So it's like different topics equaling different chapters, I'm thinking.
And that can work. That could work, yes. And that's something that happens a lot in writing. It's called getting into flow, when you just sort of get into like the writing process and you sort of have that natural understanding that where a chapter ends. Sometimes you need a bit more planning. It depends on you as a person. Like, I'm not sure if you're more of a planner type of person versus someone who can kind of go with the flow a little bit more and be spontaneous.
I have a little bit of both in me, I think.
Okay.
I like that.
And that's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's perfect, because it's then you can you know, you start doing a plan, a very, you know, not particularly detailed, but something that just helps guide you, and then, but leaving plenty of room for creativity and spontaneity and going in with the flow and just writing what comes in the moment.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm a lot closer to wanting to do this. It's sort of in the back of my, sort of on the back burner kind of thing, but it has come up closer to me.
Well, that's great.
Great. And then, let's see, so what is a good length of time in order to write a book? Is there any specific standard length of time that you can write a book? I've seen some people send emails saying, write a book in a weekend, and I'm thinking, how? How to do that?
Yeah. So I find those emails to be very misleading, personally, because you can write a book in less than a year. However, you can write the first draft in the weekend, but that's not including all of the extra time that you need to edit the book, to rewrite the book, to get it to publishing, do layout, do printing, and all of the things that require the book to actually be finished. Mm. So there are strategies for you to write the first draft in the weekend, because if you plan it out very detailed, you can sit down and just sort of power through. Like, I've written a book in a weekend. I've written 50,000 words in 2 days, but I also knew exactly what I wanted to say, and I knew exactly what I wanted to write, and I knew where I was starting and where I was ending, and all I had to do was write it.
Hmm.
If you don't have that, then you're not going to write it in a weekend.
So are we talking about e-books or actual printed hardback type books that you can buy on Amazon type of thing?
The lead time for ebooks is a little bit shorter than for printed. However, it's not that much shorter, because you still have to go through all of the layout, design, editing process, which you need for both ebooks and for printed hard copy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would highly recommend to find an editor. You know, it's really important to have, even if you don't have a coach for writing, like, it's really important to have an editor, because they're going to be the ones who can tell you if the reader's going to understand what you're writing about. Because, in my opinion, an editor's job is to help the reader read and to make sure that the writer is writing in a way that is easy to understand and that the message is being conveyed in the way that the writer wants. So, you know, it's one thing to say that I think the sky is green, but if the reader doesn't understand why or what that means, you need to maybe reshift the way that you're saying it, for example, to say to me that the sky looks green. And then they actually go, okay, like, I can get behind that. It doesn't mean you change a whole lot of the context.
Mm-hmm. Just the way you say a particular subject or talk about a particular thing. I always thought editors were just looking at, like, spelling and grammar and things like that, but there's more than that. More of that than what the editor does. Great. All right. So I think we have enough time for you to give us a little information about how people can get in touch with you, or if you have any programs coming up that you'd like to share that our listeners would
sure
benefit from. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, my book that I'm writing right now is called Ethical Profit, which you can learn more about at ethicalprofitbook.com.
Okay.
And I would really love for people to go and check that book out. I'd love to hear feedback on it. And I am running a workshop in Toronto area in September. It will be a one-day workshop going more into detail on specifically this kind of thing, where we actually map out your book, map out the publishing and editing options, and go through all of the ways that you're able to actually turn your idea into a real book.
That's great. Yeah, because I had no idea that you start with your story. That makes so much sense to do that way. It helps you write the whole book. based on that particular theme. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. Yeah. So how was that for you, Wendy, to be coached by Samantha?
Well, it gave me a lot more motivation to get a book started. I was never really thinking about it as that much, but now Samantha has helped me realize that I could actually do this really, really well with being compelled, a compelling book for the right reader. So,
yeah,
great,
especially
thanks.
Since you've spent so many years, right, to get to the point where you are, I would say that's really helpful for people to learn from your experience and maybe not have to spend so much time to get to where they want to get to.
Right, save them time. Shortcut, sure.
And also, you know, just your stories would make it very interesting, I think, like Samantha was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not
oh,
so
definitely.
Cut and dry, you know? Yeah.
For sure.
Wow, Samantha, this was awesome. What did you think, Krista? Krista, are you still with us?
No, I think this is great. I actually got inspired myself. This was really,
awesome.
Very good format. Thank you, Samantha. This was great.
Awesome.
Oh, you're so
welcome.
Thank
you so much, Samantha, for being on our show today. This is so enjoyable to have the coaching, and we're so glad that you were willing to do that with us. And we hope you come back again soon and do it again.
Yep.
Maybe you can couch
oh,
Krista,
I would love to come back.
Krista next time because she may have a book in her.
Yeah. Right.
That would be great. Sure. I would be so honored.
Awesome, Samantha. And thank you, our audience, also for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/skysthelimit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks, Samantha.
Bye, Samantha.
That's great.
Thank you for having me.